When a school closes, families haven't moved, but they feel like their children are in upheaval. They miss the programs, the proximity, the belonging in a neighborhood school. The Ogden School District is getting close to deciding whether to close an elementary school at the end of this year. In their last board meeting, they went over some of the older buildings with lower enrollments and high operating costs.
We understand if the board were to make a decision moving forward with any type of consolidation, people are going to be upset.
District leaders say both students and faculty would be moved to other schools. The Davis District says the same thing about Washington Elementary now that they've voted to close it and move everyone into the five other elementary schools in Bountiful.
In the end, the better hope for the children of Washington Elementary is to go ahead and bring them together with some other students.
Now, these have all been enrollment decisions, which appears to be behind the majority of school closures around the state recently. However, the Granite School District did just vote to close Ocher Hills because of failing performance there. Now, Carrie Chalveris, a parent at Salt Lake's Benyon Elementary, believes this process in her neighborhood has not been open enough.
Our biggest concern is that really there was not a lot of communication.
She thinks more parents should have been on the initial committee and really ask if this is necessary.
I am used to looking at research and literature, so I've tried to find some, and I cannot find any that says this is good for kids, that it's good for communities.
Ogden School Board members acknowledge a fear of change as they discussed this month how they might have to close a school this year.
If parents portray it to the students that it's going to be scary and hard, then it's going to be scary and hard.
What we want to do is help people make that transition as smoothly as possible.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.